For WKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine. The Robert Wood Johnson Foundation has released its 2016 National Health Security Preparedness Index, which analyzes the most important measures of health security and emergency preparedness on a state and national level. Joining me on the phone today is Dr. Glenn Mays, who heads the research team at the University of Kentucky in managing the index. Glenn, can you tell me and our listeners just a little bit about what this index is, and even to the point of defining disaster or health security preparedness? What is that?
Absolutely. Well, we know every community faces risks from large-scale emergencies or disasters, whether they're weather-related events like we have here in Kentucky or in the spring storm season, or disease outbreaks, influenza. We're now concerned about the new Zika virus that may be entering the U.S. Any large-scale event that has the potential to affect health and safety for large groups of people.
And so something that struck me in looking at some of the data that have just come out is apparently Kentucky is slightly better than the national average in preparedness. Can you tell us a little bit about that? You know, coming from the perspective that here in Kentucky, we're not often cited as being better, if you will, than the national average in a lot of indices.
Absolutely. This is good news for Kentucky. The National Health Security Preparedness Index measures the nation as a whole, how prepared the nation as a whole is for responding to disasters and emergencies, and also it measures preparedness for each individual state. And Kentucky is one of the states that's leading the nation that has preparedness levels in the most recent release of the index that's significantly higher than the preparedness levels we see for the nation as a whole. And it's also another piece of good news. Kentucky's preparedness levels have been improving over time by a little over 4% since 2013.
And are these because of initiatives of health departments, of colleges of medicine, of law enforcement agencies? What sort of networks and individuals are involved in getting us to this point and trying to improve things over time?
Well, that question really underscores the need for an index, because preparedness is there's no single organization that is responsible or that can even implement all of the activities that we need to keep people safe and healthy in the face of disasters. So it's very much a multi-organizational, multi-sectoral enterprise, both government and the private sector. And the index provides us a way of measuring all of that collective action by using more than 130 different measures pulled from nearly 60 different data sources to look at how collectively we're doing in implementing health protections that can keep us safe and healthy in the face of disasters. And again, Kentucky has been doing well in many of the dimensions of preparedness that are measured here.
Well, and we're speaking on sort of a macro level. On a micro level, I know a lot of our listeners may be thinking, well, in the event of a natural or man-made disaster, there's all sorts of daily living issues that come up. You know, will I get my medicine? Will mom be able to make her doctor's appointment? Will I be able to get to work? I can't begin to imagine sort of all the data points that you and your colleagues have to look at to see where we are and what we need to do better.
Absolutely. And some of the issues you're talking about now fall into the healthcare delivery domain of preparedness, which really measures how well prepared the healthcare delivery system is to continue to maintain delivery of high quality, timely services during and after disasters. And that's been an area that the nation as a whole struggles with, and is one of the lower scoring areas in the index, is the healthcare delivery domain. And that's also true in Kentucky. It's one of the lower scoring areas for Kentucky's preparedness as well. It's a challenge to maintain high-quality healthcare delivery during these kinds of events.
And coming from my perspective as a forensic pathologist, we have always in the medical examiner world defined a disaster as anything which overwhelms our current capabilities. And so that can mean different things to different offices, to the private sector, to government, that sort of thing. Is that still sort of the overarching working definition of a disaster?
Absolutely. That's the definition that we use as well here. Any event that has the potential to overwhelm routine operations that protect health and safety. And again, Kentucky has got a number of strengths in its preparedness portfolio there. Another real strength in Kentucky, where we see Kentucky really leading the nation, is in the area of health surveillance, the ability to use existing data systems to detect early warning signals for potential health problems that are developing in the population. Kentucky has scores that really are lead the nation in that area, and that's also been an area of pretty significant improvement, about an 11% improvement in Kentucky's surveillance scores since 2013.
A lot of times driving around here in Lexington, Kentucky, we will see signs that say, you know, spring is storm season, are you prepared? What can the average person do as far as being prepared for a disruption in infrastructure or any type of community disaster? What can I be doing to help?
Well, absolutely. Health security is a shared responsibility, and it's not just what government agencies and healthcare providers can do, but it is an individual household responsibility as well. And there's actually lots that we can do as individuals and households to be prepared in the event of a disaster, making sure that you've got adequate supplies of food and water, making sure that you've got your medicine and health-related supplies in stock, and making sure that you've got access to information, that you've got radio and other ways of staying up to date about developments and getting official recommendations from our emergency preparedness and health security agencies about how to respond to disasters. Those are all very important elements that individual households, the roles that they can play.
And Dr. Mays, I know our time is limited this morning. Is there anything I've neglected to ask you that you would want to get out there?
One other important area that we've seen in looking at preparedness nationally, an area of vulnerability, is in the area of environmental health. We've seen nationally preparedness scores decline a bit in environmental health, the ability to monitor and maintain the security of water supplies, food supplies, and also air. And this is an area, also in Kentucky, we've seen some trail-off in our environmental health monitoring capability. Although fortunately, this is still an area where Kentucky is still far ahead of the nation as a whole in the environmental health arena. So it's a positive score, but it's something we need to watch because we are seeing evidence that we're losing strength as a nation and as a state in environmental health protections.
And is there anything the average citizen can be doing to perhaps write their legislator or talk with officials about getting us back on track?
Well, absolutely. I think policy clearly can play a role in planning, and that's, again, a major goal for this index is to help educate the public and to educate policymakers and really all the stakeholders that need to play a role about where our strengths are and where some of our vulnerabilities are. And so I think individuals, members of the public and our public officials in Kentucky can use this index to plan for the future and decide where our priorities should be as we seek to improve our own health protections.
Dr. Glenn Mays, thank you very much for talking with me today.
Thank you so much.
With Health News You Can Use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.